Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast, wherever you are, whenever you are listening. Thank you for joining us today. I am joined by my esteemed guest. We call her Sam. Her name is Sister Anne Mary, and she is our friendly neighborhood sister. Sister, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I can't believe you called me Sam.
Sam. Well, you know, I pick up on these things. I know Father has this acronym Sam, SAMM, of course, for your last name, which I think is it pronounced Moliet?
Yes.
Moliet. Okay, I didn't know if it was Molier, like French, or Moliet. Okay, so he
I
usually.
was called Sam at your alma mater.
Really, you were.
Such a Catholic.
Yeah, you
Yeah,
taught
the
there.
teachers, administration, they all called me Sam.
There you go. Yeah, and you taught there back, I think, before I was there, but a couple of years.
92 to 97 at Central Catholic. I
Oh
was
man.
a guidance counselor and
Wow.
part-time, and then administrative assistant to Jack Altenberger, who was principal.
Yes, I remember that name.
And I had to
Really
replace
had a
a lot of stuff, so it was Sam.
Yeah, Sam. Well, there you go. It's back. 20
Now
some
it's
years later,
back.
it's back.
Oh boy,
So,
Parker.
but you really have had a very interesting career path. You've had a lot of different positions, a lot of different places.
Yeah.
Tell us, I mean, maybe for those that know of you, but maybe not know you very closely, tell us a little bit about yourself, sister.
Well, I joined the Sisters of Notre Dame way back in the Dark Ages, 1978. And then I taught junior high for about 10 years, various places. And during the summers, the sisters, we always worked on obtaining our master's degree. And I was at the University of Dayton. So I received my master's in school counseling. And I went to Central for 5 years. From there, the community then asked me to serve in leadership for the Sisters of Notre Dame. And I did that for 12 years. And after that, I ran into Father Herb, and he wanted to know what I was doing. And I said, well, I'm looking for a full-time position. Well, after a couple of months, he called me up and offered me the position that I'm currently holding. And that was about 15 years ago.
Yeah, I was wondering the other day how long you've been at St. John's. So it's been since like about 09 then?
Right.
Right. Wow. And after 15 years, what is your biggest takeaway, or maybe a mountaintop moment that you had, or just one thing that you really enjoyed about the ministry here at St. John?
You know, I must say this is my favorite ministry of them all.
Really?
And
Wow, that's awesome.
what I really enjoy is meeting the spiritual needs of God's people and being a companion on the journey, offering things like a Bible study or a book study, the parents with faith formation, just to really help people grow and deepen their love for Jesus, for the Catholic Church. So that brings me a lot of joy.
That's
I hope
great.
to do it for many years.
I think you will. You're still a very young lady, so I think you'll definitely do that. But sister, on behalf of everybody here and everybody you've served, thank you for being such a great vessel for God to flow through and in us. We all need, you know, people like you. We all need folks there that can help guide us sometimes. As we know, life can get difficult. Our faith life can be you know, a sometimes an uphill battle for some. So we appreciate you just being who you are and doing the absolute best you can. And the thing I love about you, sister, other than just being a wonderful human being, is that you always are sure to put God first, right? You had given Marissa and I a very generous wedding gift. which was I'll say it was in the form of a Wendy's gift card. A couple of weeks before, I was in the office talking with everybody that I wanted to try the Krabby Patty meal at Wendy's. So, sister made it a point to give us a Wendy's gift. We have yet to use it, but I'm sure we'll be using it soon because I think the Krabby Patties are going to go out of stock here in a couple of weeks. But aside from
Yes,
that, by the way, thank you for that, sister. But aside from that, you had said in your note, the very nice note that you wrote was put God at the center of your marriage. And we've heard that a lot over the past couple of weeks and over the past couple of months as we've been preparing for the sacrament. But you really do embody that. And we look to you, Marissa and I look to you as an inspiration to doing that. And though, again, there's people out there who just, I guess say stuff, right? To put it bluntly, but you really live it out. And I
yes,
thank you for that.
partner. Thank
Don't
you.
cry. Don't cry on me.
Yes, yeah, don't make me cry.
This is what happens on the podcast. I make father cry all the time. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So
It's God's grace. God is using me in wonderful ways, and
he really is.
it is to God who gets the glory.
Absolutely.
I just hope to stay in God's zone so that I walk the talk.
I don't think you'll have a problem, but we all need to stay in God's zone, and we all pray for that. And you are a wonderful vessel for assisting a lot of us with that. So thank you. And one of those things that you do so well here at St. John the 23rd, along with many others, is working on the Family Faith Formation Program, which has just exploded this year.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about that, sister.
Well, we came off of COVID, and the families we didn't have family faith formation. We tried something, but it was abysmal. And so Father Jeff, when he came as pastors, he said to us as a staff, he said, "You know what? If we can't figure out what to do with these families in their faith formation, we will have failed the parish." And it's like, oh. So, I mean, really, Father Jeff, he was right in there with us, and to cut to the chase, we came up with the concept of family faith formation, of serving a full breakfast, a nice hot breakfast, in a beautiful environment, and then the breakout for the kids, and then I had the privilege of being with the parents along with Chris Favre.
Yes,
So,
Chris is wonderful.
yes, she is. And it really worked. This past Sunday, we served 330 breakfasts,
Wow.
330 people combined after the 9 and the 11 o'clock mass. So, our disciple groups, who have volunteered to help, they're back in the kitchen. It can be 10 or 12 people who
Yeah.
are working on Saturday night, doing all the prep work, and then on Sunday. It's just amazing, because it just incorporates so many people in this parish to pull it off. So we just really value these parents and kids. Want to give them the best.
Yeah, and you certainly do. And as my good friend Wendy Headley says, it takes a village. It really does. And I
Yes.
think what we see is the outpouring of so many great people, not only the folks that are participating in the program, but also, as you touched on, sister, those that are really serving, those disciple groups, those folks that are, giving of their weekend. Because again, I talked to the leader of the group this past weekend, and they were in there until about 9 o'clock on Saturday night. That's a lot of sacrifice. That you, I
It
mean,
is.
you give up, and then you're there. They're there early on Sunday morning when I'm, opening up. They're right there. They're waiting to get in. So, and they do such a great job. So many great people, have just really rallied around this. Not just for the food, because I mean, food's great, but the real thing that we're feeding ourselves is God, in that hour and that time, together, and to do it in such a great way where there's so many people, in the same place, the same room,
Yes,
is
yes.
amazing.
Yes, we just really, want to create community in a whole variety of ways, and then really for an encounter with Jesus. The kids as well, it's having a relationship with Jesus that makes all the difference. We can know all about Jesus, but that doesn't mean we have a relationship with him. And so just really trying to nurture that in a variety of different ways. It's really the work of the Spirit.
It certainly is. It certainly is, sister. So hats off to you, and again, all those on the team, all the folks on the staff
Right,
that put it together,
just a
because
great
again,
staff.
there are so many people that that get together every week to pull this off, and I've seen, firsthand behind the scenes of everybody working and pulling the strings, making sure everything's just so. So I give all of you a great deal of gratitude and a great deal of kudos for that. So
Yes, we
excellent,
really
excellent
have a great
program.
thing going on here at St. John the 23rd.
Certainly. And sister, we are in session until when for our fall session?
We have two more Sundays
Okay.
left, November 10th and November 17th.
Okay. And then this weekend, I heard there's some information that's going to be coming out for winter.
Yes, we will have the brochures ready for the parents with all the dates for a second semester and our focus for second semester. So
Wonderful.
we'll have those out on the parent tables. So we're excited about that. So we will spend our Thanksgiving and Advent preparing for January, February, March.
Yes. And what's the
Yeah.
first day of the winter session, sister?
First day of the winter session is, let me take a look here, January 12th.
January 12th. Okay. Thank you so
Yeah.
much. So, folks, make sure to get your brochure this weekend as you come to church. I presume they'll be out before and after every mass, so you can take
Sure.
one as you're going, perhaps on your way to faith formation this week. You can grab one so you're informed for our next semester. And sister, you had mentioned Thanksgiving. I know this is a couple weeks off yet, but I just do want to touch on it. This is actually my favorite mass of the year, and you'll be hearing a little bit about that in my bulletin article coming up here in a couple weeks, for Christ the King Sunday. I kind of tie
Oh,
Thanksgiving and Christ the King together.
yes.
At least I tried to, anyways. I didn't even use ChatGPT this time. I just did it all myself. But I do want to touch on that. We will have Thanksgiving Mass 9 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning. It's just a beautiful mass, a great way to start the day. We again, as sister has touched on, as we all know, right, all of us here in this community have so much to be thankful for, and it's just a great way to sort of just recognize that, and as we prepare for, again, Advent beginning the next week, and of course we celebrate Christ's birth just a couple weeks after. So much to be thankful for, and just a great way to kind of, again, sit down and take an hour or so to praise God that day. I would argue we should be praising Him first over everything, and then go enjoy some turkey or some turducken or some chicken or ham or whatever you choose with your family, or a Wendy's Krabby Patty for that matter. I don't know.
Yes, there you go.
There you go. I don't even know if they're open on Thanksgiving, but I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try. Actually, a couple years ago, I was with my parents, and they had just built their house, and we quickly realized that they needed a television for their living room, and so we were actually eating dinner at my apartment in Bowling Green that I had during grad school, and because their house was not there's not house was not finished yet, but my dad wanted a television for the weekend because there was a lot of football on and so forth. So we found a television, we got the television, and on our way back from purchasing the television, we were all kind of like, oh, we're a little hungry. And so we rolled into Rally's in Bowling Green, and by goodness, they were open. That we weren't sure if they were going to be open or not, but they didn't even have many lights on. But there was a dude in there that made us some darn good cheeseburgers, so we were happy for that night. So after, of course, having dinner in the afternoon, but on our way home, we needed a little snack. So maybe Wendy's is open. I don't know. I guess I'll find out. So.
It might be, when I purchased that gift card for you and Marissa, the young man who was checking me out said, "Oh, is this a birthday present?" Well, I just did not have the transparency to tell him it was a wedding gift. So
You
I said,
know,
yes, it's a
it's
birthday gift."
the birthday of the anniversary of our marriage. How about that? I gotta tell you, we thanks to the generosity of so many people, we received a lot of cool gifts, but that was right up there with one of the most memorable. We
I'm
were opening
sure.
them all up, and we just shared a laugh. And I said, "Oh, that sister, she was thinking." So, but very nice of you. We have to put that to good use soon. We really do. So I need to get it. I need to get on that. So, all right. Well, switching gears from Krabby Patty's Thanksgiving and faith formation, sister. Let's talk about this weekend's gospel reading, and this
Yes.
comes from Mark chapter 12, verses 38 to 44. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." Interesting
Great,
stuff there.
great reading. There's so much in this reading.
There is. Let's unpack it, sister. What do you got?
Well, I find it full of considerations. So, Jesus, so he's talking to a whole crowd of people, and you got the scribe standing there, and he says in front of them, "Beware. Beware of these guys." It's like, oh my gosh, Jesus, it's like, oh, cut, cut. So, he basically calls him out in front of the crowd. And I think what Jesus is saying there is like, what? They are putting too much emphasis on the externals. It's all about externals. It's artificial piety. Their hearts are not converted. And they really don't care about anyone else but putting up a good front, faking it. It's kind of like, they were faking it. Now, I just kind of slammed these guys. But on the other hand, the Pharisees and the scribes lived the Jewish law. So they were keeping the law, but they kept the law at the expense of the people. Jesus just really had, he had Such a problem with them. Such a problem. Because they just the insides did not match the outsides, and I think it's probably not probably it is. It's kind of like for our own reflection. Are there times when, we're faking it, and it isn't matching the outside, or we're putting on a good show, and that's what it is. It's a great show. But it's not matching. And so, it's just something to reflect upon that how am I sometimes not totally integrated.
Really good point, sister. It reminds me of the time I was on vacation with my parents many years ago, and we were on the set of Universal Studios, and there was lots of sets there, and it was actually one set from Friends, the sitcom Friends, and there was just, I mean, it looked like lots of big, beautiful buildings, but when you got on the other side of it, you saw that it was just all a facade. It was all just flat pieces of wood behind that were, that looked on the outside, or if you're facing the facade part, it looked like they were real buildings. I mean, you could see inside, and they just looked beautiful. But then you turned around to the other side, and it was just all a facade. And I think sometimes, as you kind of touched on there, it's we fall into that trap, and I've fallen into that myself time and again, right? It's easy to just go through the motions, and it's easy to I don't know if the term holier than thou fits here, but it's easier to kind of put on that front and not really believe it. It's a lot like just sometimes in grade school, when you're doing either something like the Pledge of Allegiance or the Lord's Prayer, and you just kind of, I pledge allegiance, right? Or our Father who art in heaven. Like you're not really meaning it, right? You're saying it, you're going through the motions, but
Yeah,
there's not a lot there.
the heart's not in it.
Right. But that's a challenge for us though, because I think that so often there is so much, I guess you could use the term rote memorization to things in life and in rituals such as mass. But I do think that we should continue to give that give ourselves pause to really take the time and reflect and do the right things and see it through and mean it with our whole heart, and not just be sort of a wall that is a facade, but really to turn around and see that our whole heart, as you mentioned, is in it.
Right. Saint Therese of Lisieux died when she was 24, made a doctor of the church. I mean, she was just amazed. It was amazing what God did in that young woman. And she says that sanctity does not consist in this or that practice, but in the disposition of heart that makes us humble. And I think that's what this parable is all about, is that the practice needs to flow from a disposition that is, what do I want to say? A disposition that is really truly seeking God. And she was wise, very wise beyond her years.
She really was, yeah.
There's another piece in this gospel that I'd like to highlight. It says that Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money in the treasury. It's kind of if you use your imagination, Jesus sat down and observed. Two verbs. He sat down, just kind of gazed, watched people, And then, that is where his reflection came in as he sat and observed and then highlighted, this poor widow. In the day, if one was widowed back in the first century, she had nothing, absolutely nothing. And her kids had to provide for her. And that's why it was so important back then that they had to have children, because you'd be left destitute without children
Right.
when the spouse dies. So, Jesus just really admired her. She would trust God enough to put in what she had to live on.
Yeah.
That's amazing trust. I don't think I have that kind of trust.
I don't think many do, but yeah,
Yeah.
she really gave it all, and we circle back to what we talked about as far as, not putting on a facade, but really giving it all, right? And what better way to
Right.
kind of sum it all up than just giving it all to God
Yeah.
and letting him do with us as he will, whatever that is, that's our time, if that's our talent, if that's our treasure, whatever the case is, if we're giving it to him, we know he's going to put it to good use.
Right. Right. It's really a call to a radical trust in
Indeed.
God.
Indeed. And with that radical trust, sister, would you like to lead us in a little prayer?
Sure. Lord Jesus, grant us the grace to follow you unreservedly. Help us to not merely seem to, but truly to be your intimate friend. Amen.
Amen. Sister, it has been an honor and a privilege to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for joining
Yeah,
me.
thank you, Parker. It's been fun.
I'm glad you had as much fun as I did. It was awesome.
I
And
did.
your comments were wonderful. So I hope we can get
Thank
you
you.
in at some point soon again to be a guest again.
I wish you all the best, you and Marissa.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. And thank you all for listening today. We appreciate it. We will talk to you next week, and we will see you this weekend. Have a great one.